Then a voice in a whisper, as though from far away.
Is that you, Sir Robert?
It was Thor's voice. Sir Robert almost wept with relief.
Thor?
Yes, Sir Robert.
Thor, Johnny is in here. He has had a poisoned arrow in him. You've got to get him out quick.
Then, Dr. Allen.
Sir, do you have a radiation suit on?
No, Blastia. I've no suit. To hell with that. Get the lad out.
Sir, is his suit whole?
Sir Robert realized he had torn the sleeve off.
No.
I'm sorry, sir.
Whispered Dr. Allen over the mine radio.
To open that door would kill you both. Have a little patience. We're trying to find out what we can do.
Patience be damned!
Stormed Sir Robert. His extreme urgency was throwing his speech into dialect.
Get the lad out!
There was no answer. Sir Robert was about to start banging on the inside of the dome. Didn't they realize Johnny was probably dying in here? Then a tiny, piping, whispering voice took over.
Sir Robert.
It was one of the young Buddhist communicators. Probably the youngest they had. They had turned him over to a child. The war chief was about to thunder a damnation at them when the child whispered, speaking Cyclo.
Sir Robert, they're doing all they can on it, sir. It is pretty bad out here.
Where are you?
Demanded Sir Robert, reverting to Cyclo.
I am just outside the dome, Arnold, sir. My mind radio is inside my air mask under my radiation face shield. Excuse me that I whisper. We want nothing picked up by the visitors above. They can't hear this, and the mind radio won't reach them.
What are the visitors doing?
I don't know, Sir Robert. The snow clouds have closed in again. I see a pilot communicator. I will ask. I will be right back.
There was a long pause. Then the tiny, shrill little voice.
Sir, the pilot communicator says they have moved in orbit and are somewhere above us. They have this place being looked at. But our battle planes are standing by. Donald Dean is up there. He wants to know how we are. How is Lord Johnny?
Sir Robert felt the shaking limbs of the body resting against him. But he knew morale was a factor up there in the sky. He could not tell them he thought Johnny was dying. But Johnny was still alive.
Tell them they should not worry just now!
The child was gone for a bit. Then, the tiny whispering voice.
The pilot communicator passed it on.
What are they doing here to get us out?
Demanded Sir Robert. What hell it was, sitting here in the dark, waiting. Johnny's breathing was too rapid by far.
It's very bad out here, Sir Robert. Very bad. If you hear crackling, it's the power lines. They are all shorted out and burning on the ground, throwing sparks.
Are there any casualties in the raiding party?
Oh, we don't know that, Sir Robert. The rescue team is using blade scrapers to uncover the coffins. I'm standing beside a hole where the platform used to be. It's smoking. Is it hot in there?
Sir Robert had not noticed. Then he realized that the dome was warm to the touch. He said so.
I'm told to tell you not to release the annealing lever on the dome skids. It is a wonder that they held. So don't release the lever. They will move the whole metal platform.
Somebody else was coming through on the channel.
Dwight! Can you hear us? Dwight!
The tiny voice of the child said.
They found his coffin under the ravine bank just now. The bank caved in on it. They have found a forklift in the garage that operates, and they are lifting the coffin. They are opening the lid. Dwight looks stunned, but he is sitting up.
They should be working on this dome!
Raged Sir Robert.
Oh, there's a whole other team working on it, Arnold, sir. They are bringing a small crane out of the lower levels of the compound now. I see a man throwing clamps on the big crane. It is on its side, and they have to lift it upright.